week's parsha is Parshas Ki Seitzei, and I say that with happiness. It's my founder's Zecher Levracha's Bar Mitzvah parsha. And every year, on Parshas Ki Seitzei, my father would lean. And he would also be the chazan. My father wasn't exactly the best chazan. He used to start by Licha Deidi. He would start with one song, and by the time he got to Likras Kala, it was already a different song. You know, but he did his best. And Parshas Ki Seitzei is a Shabbos of great joy and great happiness. And it happens to be I'm going to a Bar Mitzvah this Shabbos, and they should also have a lot of mazel and simcha of a nephew of mine, Bezer Shem. But Parshas Ki Seitzei, there's something about Bar Mitzvah, Chaim, that I would really like to share. It's something that I find to be very important, and hopefully you'll find to be very important too. And it comes from this week's Parsha. In this week's Parsha, the very, very end of this week's Parsha, it talks about the mitzvah of remembering to kill out Amalek, to wipe out Amalek. The pasuk says, Zochar eis asher osa lecha Amalek. Remember that which Amalek did to you. Baderech b'tzeischem Mitzrayim, when you came out of Mitzrayim. The road out of Mitzrayim. What did Amalek do to us? So the pasuk then says, Asher korecho baderech. They were kor you. On the way, we'll see what kor means. Vayizanev b'cho kol nechashalima harecha. You're so tired, you're early killing in Firash. So Rashi says, what does it mean, Asher korecho baderech? If you're in this room right now, you can get a feeling of what kar means. Kar. Asher korecho baderech. Kar comes to the word cold. And Rashi says, listen to this, Rashi. First Rashi starts by saying, Asher korecho baderech, Lashon mikra. It happened upon you. Coincidentally, you were going down the road and you bumped into Amalek. Happened upon you. Interesting. A lot to say about that. A lot to understand exactly what Rashi means there, but then Rashi continues. And Rashi says, the bracha loshen ker, the tuma. Then Rashi says, Dover acher loshen kor. It means to be cold. The choyim. Tzinen necha v'evshirecha mimir yisasaska. They cooled you down. The Jews had just come out of Mitzrayim. You know, I am Litvish, I have to say. I come from Poland, Lithuania. But my grandmother, she was Hasidish. And you know, by Hasidim, they say Kalta Litvaks, but they say a Fabrenta Chosid, a Chosid that's burning. Yeah, like Meir back there, Enikel of Rebbe's. A Chosid is burning. He's passionate. A Chosid comes out of Mitzrayim. The Yidden came out of Mitzrayim, and they were on fire. They were passionate. They were burning with religious fervor. They come out of Mitzrayim, they know Hashem just saved us. They come out of Mitzrayim, and they know everything with total clarity. Hashem made Shemayim v'aretz. Hashem runs the world. Hashem saves us. Hashem put us here. Hashem got us out. They were cham. They were burning with passion. And along comes Amalek. And Amalek says, I can't deal with all this passion. Asher karcha baderech, they say, slow down. Cool it. Relax. We're going to start up with the Jews. We're going to hurt them a little bit, whether we can, whether we can't. But just cool it for a second. Don't be so passionate about what you believe in. Calm down. And it's a very scary message. It's a very, very scary message. I remember my first time. I don't know, maybe you guys, more recent for you. I remember my first time putting on tefillin. It was a month before my bar mitzvah. I put on tefillin. I remember the smell of my tefillin. I remember the feeling as I put it on my arm. Back then, my tefillin, the straps felt much thicker. Putting it on my arm for the first time. Putting on my tefillin shel reish for the first time. It felt tight. It felt thick. Put it on. You feel it. The tefillin are on your head, and you really feel it. And then I remember my bar mitzvah. And by my bar mitzvah, I remember thinking one thing. That today, finally, I'm 13 years old. And all my averes from before, they weren't counted against me. I wasn't mature enough. I wasn't adult enough. But now it's on me. And I remember thinking, it didn't last very long, but I remember thinking, I wish I wouldn't do another avera in my life. Maybe I can do it. Maybe I can achieve that level. I'm 13. Maybe I won't ever do another avera. And I'm sure within a few seconds I got into a fight with somebody. I said something. But I still remember thinking that. That dream of, you know what, I'm a bar mitzvah boy and I have an absolutely clean slate. I can start fresh. But then it peters off. It peters out. It goes away. The feeling that Amalek put into us was that passion can't last and it's not worth even trying. Asher karcha baderech. Calm down. Cool it. You're going a little overboard. Yeah, you're doing well in your class now. But really, how long could that last for? Oh, I've been coming to davening. And I've been davening very nicely. You know what? I'm even trying now. I'm not going to talk in my tefillin from this part to that part, or the whole davening, or whatever it is, but I'm going to push myself. And somebody comes up to you, and he is Amalek, and he says to you these words. He says, how long could it last? Why try? And even though you don't listen to him then, but it goes into your head, and there's an Amalek feeling of Asher Karcha Baderech, they cooled you down. You were all ready to be great, and they slowed you down, and they made it terrible. There are times in our life that happens all the time. And Elul is that time of year when you're supposed to be on fire. You're supposed to be aflame. You're supposed to be thinking, it's my bar mitzvah. Ani ledaydi vedaydi li. Hashem, I love you. You take care of me. You've given me my fingers. You've given me my toes. You've given me my fingernails. You've given me my mother. You've given me my father. You've given me money to buy food from the grocery store. You've given me my shoes. And some people have like 8 pairs of them nowadays. You've given me all of those shoes. You've given me my video game, and you've given me my Nebuch smartphone. You've given me Hashem. You give it to me. I love you, Hashem. Ani l'daydi, I am for my beloved. V'daydi li, Hashem, you love me. Look at what you're doing. I have intestines. You know how long the intestines are? And food goes through that whole thing? And you don't even have to think, go through the intestines. Go through the intestines. Okay, now go to there. Now go to that part. Now go to the colon. Okay, go through it. You're never thinking about that. Ani l'daydi, v'daydi li. I love you, Hashem. Hashem loves me. And in El, you can start thinking that way. You're supposed to be aflame. You're supposed to be passionate. You're supposed to be thinking about these things. You only have 30 days of El, 29. What are you going to do in El at this time of year to say, you know what? I'm going to light myself. I'm going to put myself aflame. I'm going to make myself passionate. And I'm not going to let that person that I'm mulling in my own mind, I'm not going to let it say, cool down, cool off. Have you taken out a pen and paper? Have you tried to make a list? You know what? I'm going to try to work on these things. I could be a better friend. I could be a better child. I could be a better Talmud. I could say to myself, I could be a better father. I could be a better Rebbe. I could be a better friend. Did you think through the things that you can add to your life? It's very famous. Rav Shach, Rebbe, Mashkiach of Lakewood, Matzio Solomon, Zechatami, Kodesh Levracha, well known that Rav Shach went to spend a day, Matzio went to spend a day with Rav Shach. And he was staying in his room. I told this to people this week, but he was staying in Rav Shach's room. And in and out, people would come in asking Rav Shach for advice. What can we do? And to each person, Rav Shach said pretty much the same thing. You need to work on benching from a bencher. You need to work on taking out a sitter and benching from the side. My grandmother's never heard this, but I will tell you that my grandmothers, both of them, they always, even my grandmother's 105 years old. At 105, my grandmother was still benching from inside of a bencher. My grandmother, I assure you, she knew Benjamin by heart. She knew all of Tanakh by heart, my grandmother. My grandmother and grandfather used to go on trips up to the country. When they would go on trips, my grandfather would start a pasuk, and my grandmother would finish it, and then she would start a pasuk, and he would finish it. That was their trip up to the country. They didn't have, you know, podcasts to listen to, and radio, and music, whatever it was. If they would drive, and also my grandfather drove really slowly. My grandfather's a very slow driver, so going up to the country, it could have taken like a month for them. But they were going back and forth, and my grandmother would start, and yet, after all that, my grandmother, when she was ready to bench, she would open up a bencher, and she would bench inside. The Chiddush says that when a person benches, be very careful. Don't start moving your hands. Sit on them. Sit on your hands so you don't do anything with your hands when you're benching. It's so important to bench from a bencher. You know, what's also famous is that when Rav Shach accepted upon himself to bench from a bencher, very famously, he said, I'm only accepting upon it this only if I am benching in my own home. Only at my own Shabbos table. And only on Shabbos, and only by my table. That's the only time I accept it. Very small Kabbalah, very small acceptance upon himself. Small thing. What small thing are you ready to accept upon yourself? By the way, whenever you do accept something upon yourself, don't make it something that's conditional on somebody else. You don't want to do that. You make it conditional on somebody else. Like, when that person comes around, I will always do X. Well, let the guy's not around. The Yitzhar will make sure that guy doesn't show up. Figure out something small. Something that you could say at the end of Elul next year, Tavshin Pei Hei, when you get to Elul next year, you'll say about yourself, you know what, I accepted upon myself this, and I stuck with it the entire year. And you stick with it the entire year. Who knows, maybe you'll stick with it for your entire life. There's so much to be said. It's well known. My grandmother had a different way of saying it, but it's well known that in the olden days, during Elul, my grandmother would say, in Elul, afilu devant tzitert. In Elul, even the walls shake. My grandmother was 106 years old. She was from Sanz. If they were saying the same thing in the Hasidic town of Sanz in the south of Poland, that they were saying in the Litvish cities up north, you know that it was accepted by everybody. In Elul, there's a feeling of a little trembling. When I got married, I told my wife, I have to apologize. I said, but expect me to be a little more serious during Elul. I might not want to go to all the places. I might not be acting the same. I have to tell you, I get nervous during Elul. I do, I get nervous. The Gemara says that you shouldn't be so nervous all the time. There was a very Talmud who was following Rabbi Yechon, right? He was shaking all over the place. So Rabbi Yechon told him he's a sinner. Why is he a sinner? You're not supposed to shake so much. He said, the Torah says you should supposed to be afraid. He said, no, that's about forgetting Divrei Torah. But I get nervous during Elul. Not just that I get nervous because I want to make sure that's the best time of year for everyone in Yeshiva at the beginning of the year. But I get nervous during Elul because, you know what? I'm not sure I'm maximizing the opportunity. I'm afraid that Amalek is talking to me. I'm afraid Amalek is telling me, cool down. Don't be so intense. Take a step back. You learned something nice today in 8th grade. You have an incredible Rebbe. You all have incredible Rebbeim in every class. But your Rebbe says something in class. It's true. Your Rebbe says something in class. He says something which is transformative. Something which energizes you. And then there is an Amalek in your mind which says, Rebbe said something so exciting. Whether you're in 10th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th grades, your Rebbe says something so exciting. And you know what? I really could do that. But. Do that all together. It's Gematria of Ashakar Chabadera. Cool yourself down. Relax. Take it easy. Your Rebbe is very passionate, and he made you very excited. But you know what? Calm down. Don't calm down. Don't calm down. When it comes to playing a video game, you calm down, you say, you know what? I'm ready to take a nap tonight. I'm going to go to sleep. You know what? I should really calm down. I once had a Talmud, one of my dearest, most favorite people in the entire world. Not once, always a Talmud. He once came in, and I wish I felt like this, the way he felt. He once came into my class, and his head was down. He looked very, very sad. So, at some point I asked him, why are you so sad? He said to me that he really likes playing a certain video game, Call of Duty. He really likes to play it, And there was, I think it was like an upgrade in the game. And when it happened, he lost all of his memory in that game. He lost everything. You know what? You laugh. You laugh. But I didn't laugh. Because you know what? It meant a lot. Think about how many hours of his life were put into all that memory in that game. Tons of hours and hours. And when he lost all that time, it hurt him a lot. And it would hurt me a lot too. Imagine somebody comes up to you and says, listen, you're going to live till you're 93 years old. But you know what? I don't think you need all those extra 5 years. Let me cut out. You'll be 88. 88 instead. This guy lost all those years of his life. You shouldn't be unhappy about it. I told him, put your head down. You put your head down. It's fine. It bothers you. It's a tragedy. It's a struggle. This guy, whoever that guy was, but this guy, he's mamish like the Chafetz Chaim. Why is he like the Chafetz Chaim? How is he like the Chafetz Chaim? I'll tell you. The Chafetz Chaim wrote the Sefer Mishneh, the set of Sefer Mishneh. And he writes this set. Great. So he has these two superstar Talmidim. Who are the two biggest Talmidim of the Chafetz Chaim? One was a Rochonu Wasserman, a grandfather's Rebbe, and the other one was the Panovich Rebbe, Yosef Shlomo Kahneman. They were chavrusas. They're learning together with chavrusas. They're learning the Sefer of the Rebbe in the Mishneh Berurah. And one day, they have a question on one of the Sfarim brought in the Mishneh Berurah. So they go to the Chafetz Chaim. They go knock on his door. They say, Rebbe, we're learning your Mishneh Berurah. We have a question from this Sefer that you quote. So he says, great, what can I do for you? Rebbe, can we see that Sefer? And he says, I don't have it. You wrote the whole Sefer. You don't have that Sefer. You wrote the whole set in there. You quote the Sefer. Where's that Sefer? The Chafetz Chaim says, I don't have that Sefer. In fact, I don't have most of the Sfarim that are quoted in Mishneh Berurah. I went to a small shul for a year or so, and I used all the Sfarim that were there, and when I needed to borrow, I borrowed from people, but I never had my Sfarim myself. So they said to him, Rebbe, why don't you have the Sfarim? He said, because every penny that I make costs a certain amount of time in my life. And when I take that penny, I take that money, and I use it on a Sefer, I have to make a calculation. Is it worth the time in my life I used to make that money to be able to buy that Sefer? And when I see this far on my shelves, all I'm thinking is, that one is 2 weeks of my life, that one is 7 hours, that one is, and I couldn't do it to myself. So therefore, said the Chafetz Chaim, I didn't buy the Sefer because I could have used it, the money in other ways, and I went to borrow it, and that saved my time instead, because I couldn't imagine using all that time and putting it on my shelves. And this young man, who's like the Chafetz Chaim, he pays attention to moments in his life and time in his life, and he recognizes the value of time, and I am jealous of that person, because I wish I was so appreciative of the value of my time like this young man. You lose time in your life. Elul is so precious. It's so important. Don't let anybody cool it off for you. Use your time wisely. Greatest time. I'm so excited. Shabbos is coming. I don't know how else excited than me. Like me, I am so excited for Shabbos. Hashem should give you all a beautiful, spectacular Shabbos full of delicious challah and beautiful.